Hello, I'm Suman Bhokre, and this is an audio series about video editing in Reaper. Of course, Reaper is a very powerful DAW, digital audio workstation, but it is also a very powerful advanced video editor. You can do very advanced video processing like chroma keying, brightness, adjustments, color correction, saturation, adding titles, fading, fade outs, many things. So let's get started. In this session, I'm going to tell you how to add titles to the video. But remember, when I say titles, it is just a titles. Don't get confused with subtitles because both are different. Subtitles uses a different file format altogether. .srt subtitles can be turned off and on. While you're watching video, you can also change the subtitles, language and stuff like that. So this audio series will also cover creating subtitles in future. But for now, let's only stick to adding titles to the video. Adding titles to the video is going to render your project along with the titles. Your video will have the titles along with it, which cannot be turned off or cannot be manipulated once the video is rendered. Now, first thing first, let's open the new project. Now the project, my new project is already opened here in Reaper.
No tracks.
Now, when you're adding a title to the video, now both are discrete tracks, title track and video track. Now the how Reaper works is, when you're working with videos, the top track will take priority over the lower track. Let's say as an example, if you have two video tracks containing different videos in them. Now let's say track one has a different video and track two has a different video, and assume that both the videos are starting from bar one. Now, if you render this project, or if you are playing this project, you can see the video which is in track one. You cannot see the video in the track two, though the video is playing, you will not get the output, video output from track two, because by default, the top track will take priority over lower track. This can be changed in Reaper preferences, but that is out of the scope of this audio series for now. So taking things the way it is, so by default the top track takes priority. Now the title track should be the first track. I am creating first track from the insert menu.
Tempo/track, track from tempo/time track, leaving menus track list 1.
I got first track, track name, renaming track, it titles
track list 1 titles
Now I'm creating one more track.
Tempo slash track C.
This track is going to hold my video clip. I'm renaming it VIDEO.
Track list to video.
Now I am importing my video into this video track.
Menu bar, insert to navigate, new media file .. insert M, leaving menus, import file, explore today, Besharam ranks, yesterday expanded, today, Besharam, type MP4 video file, date Besharam,
I have this MP4,
track view, track list, one Besharam, bar 1 beat 1,
let's play and check,
play. Metronome off. Vida es completa. Pause.
Good.
Bar 9 beat 1 fifth lane. Stop.
Now.
2 video 1 item.
I want to add a title on this video at bar 5. And I want this title to remain on the screen till bar 8, and I want this title to be shown in the middle of the screen area. So now let's
jump the time.
Go to bar 5
track list.
Because I want to start my title from here, I have to go to the title track now to create the title.
One titles.
The title track is first track.
One
I'm titles. On the title track and I'm at bar 5. Let's confirm.
Bar 5 beat 10% stop.
Yes. Now, adding videos as adding audio titles also go into a container, that is item, but that has to be a MIDI item. The titles will, the text will only sit in the MIDI item. So let's create a MIDI
menu
item here.
New MIDI item, shift plus in, leaving menus, one titles, track view, one titles.
I got one MIDI item here.
Bar 5 beat 10
at bar 5. Yeah. Now to add text in this MIDI item, we need a plugin. Remember, when you are dealing with video plugins, it is advisable to add video plugins to the items, not on the track. There are people who add plugins, video plugins on the track, but I strongly recommend you to add the video plugins on the item, because you will have lot of flexibility and it is easier to create multiple titles on your screen with multiple items. So
one title,
let's add a video plugin on this item. So to add video plugin, control F, select the item first, then press control F. FX browser is open.
Clear filter button, 313 view, all plugins open.
So I have all plugins selected over here, that's fine. Press tab.
List one, list view, not selected, selected. Rewire cold video processor.
Video processor. The plugin is video processor, and this is the first thing in the entire plugin. Now I am pressing enter on this.
FX colon item quote title.
Video processor plugin is loaded now. But you have to be very careful here, because we need to select the overlay text preset. Now to reach the preset combo box, you should not use tab. Keep in mind, you have to use only shift tab, because if you press tab here, you your focus will be stuck at the place where it becomes very difficult for you to come out of that. So avoid using tab here. Use shift plus tab till you reach the combo box, preset combo box.
Remove button to that, add button to that, preset menu button to that, combo box, left
here
parent, customized processor, right parent, 1 of 13.
By default, it says some customized processor, just ignore it. Now, this entire video plugin is not fully accessible. So, I do not recommend you to use arrow marks over here, as we need text overlay. Overlay text, time code, preset, I am pressing O here.
Overlay colon image overlay 29 of 39.
Image overlay. This is not the one I want right now. So I'm pressing O again.
Overlay colon text slash time code 30 of 39.
Overlay text slash time code. This is the one what I am looking for. Now I'm pressing enter on this. Yes. Now I have to press F6 to switch my focus onto the text code of this plugin where I can enter text. So I'm pressing F6. At this stage, NVDA users has reported that their screen readers won't read anything here. I use JAWS and this works pretty well, because now after pressing F6, if I use my up and down arrow, I can navigate, I can go through the text code of this plugin.
Number text equals quote quote semicolon slash 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 text slash time code overlay.
Now the limitation is I can't navigate through word by word here. I have to use right and left arrows to navigate character by character and use this code. Here I need to enter the text between the codes.
Number text equals quote quote semicolon slash slash set the string to
text equals quote quote. Between these quotations I need to enter the text which I want to display over the video. Now where actually this text echoes line comes? This is second line of this entire code.
Number text equals quote quote semi slash 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 slash
this
text
is
slash time code overlay.
Slash slash time code overlay. This is the first line.
Slash slash text slash time code overlay.
Slash slash text time code overlay.
Equals quote Arial quote semicolon.
Third one is font. So ignore everything, just go to the second line.
Number text equals quote quote semicolon.
Here between these quotes we need to enter the text. Now what if you are a NVDA user, as you cannot navigate or you cannot read this code through your screen reader, after pressing F6 you have to press Control A to select everything. It won't report you anything. Now press Control X to cut the entire code from this plugin. Now open your favorite text editor. In my case it is Notepad, obviously.
Desktop, folder view,
my Notepad is open. Nothing over here. Empty. Now I'm pressing Control V.
GFX underline.
The hell lot of code is pasted over here. So as I told you, the text line we wanted is line second line. So I'm going all the way up in the Notepad. Now second line.
Number text equals quote quote semicolon slash.
Text equals quote quote
slash slash set two set slash number text equals quote quote e quote quote.
Between this code, I have to enter. So the text I want to enter is, this is the test video to show titles.
S quote.
Now, the text is entered here. You can listen to this.
Number text equals quote. This is the test video to show titles quote semicolon slash slash set the string to override.
Right. Now, I have to select everything here from the notepad. Control A.
1540 characters up to draw left parent number.
Now, Control C to copy. I can close notepad at this stage.
Don't save. FX colon item quote type.
Now, I am at the plugin window, plugin FX window. Now I have to press Control V. I brought all that code from Notepad to the plugin to confirm. I don't need to confirm because if you are an NVDA user, you cannot confirm that because users reported that your screen reader is not reading here.
Slash slash at param 6 colon got slash.
But fortunately, JAWS can read it for you, but you don't need to confirm. Now, after pasting the code here in the plugin, you need to press Control S. You need to save it. Control S. Points to note. This save command is different from the one what you used to save your Reaper project. So this Control S only works in this particular plugin. This saves the code, whatever text code you have entered here, this will save this text code within the plugin. Control S, that's it. Now, you cannot close this plugin with escape. So to close and come out of this FX plugin, you need to bring up the context menu, shift F10,
context menu,
and use up arrow,
close FX window, C,
close FX window, enter
menus, list FX, one titles, one item,
that's it,
one titles.
Now we have created an item. The bar is
bar 5.
Now I want to display this text up to bar 8, 3 bars. Now I need to set the length of this item. For that, I need to select this item and press shift F2
edit titles
to bring up item properties.
Okay, position length colon edit 1.0.0.
By default it is 1 bar.
Period one period.
I'm changing
one,
it to 3 bars.
3 period 0 period 0 0 blank.
All right.
Track list one type bar 8.
Good.
One title.
So this will run up to bar 8.
One title. Bar 5 beat 10 per.
All set. Now I have entered the text. I have set the duration of this text item. Now we have to position this text on the screen. For that, you need to change the parameters of this plugin.
One
select item. The item, press P to call the OSARA parameters.
Text height colon 21.1 per wipe. Text height
colon. The first parameter is text height.
Text height colon 21.1%.
The default value is 21.1%. So this is good, but default value is good for most of your text requirements. So let us keep it like this. The second parameter is
text height colon 21.1.
I forgot to tell you,
text height colon 21.
Text height is the size of your text. So to keep it simple, this is font size, something like font size. The second parameter is
Y position colon 95.0%.
Y position. Now this Y position, moving this slider, changing this values will move the text up and down on your video. Higher number, bigger number will move the text down on the video, the higher number will move the text up on the video. So by default it is
Y position colon 95.0%.
95.0%. So 95% is almost bottom. This area is good for displaying your subtitles or something like that. Whenever this, now whatever text we have entered now will be showing up in the bottom area of the video, 95%. But I'm not okay with this setting because I want this text to be displayed in the middle of the screen. So I'm changing this to 50% because screen's middle is 50%.
95.0%, 99.99, 95, 91, 87, 83, 70, 79, 75, 76, 77, 63, 59.0%, 55.0%, 56.0, 55, 52.0, 50.0%.
Good.
Y position.
Now the second parameter is
exposition colon 50.0%.
Exposition. While Y position moves your screen up and down, X position will move your text right and left. So X position will align your text on the screen on the desired area where you want to place the text on the video. Now higher value, bigger number will move the text to right on the video, and lower number, smaller number will move the text to left side of the video. So default value is
exposition colon
50%. So that's good to go because the text will appear on the center of the video.
BG pad colon 10.0%.
BG pad. So BG pad is the background. Basically Reaper uses a plain background as your text background, so that the size of the background can be adjusted over here. So but default values is pretty good to go. We don't need to mess it.
XBG pad colon 10.0%.
Default is 10.0%, so let's go with it.
Text bright colon 100.0%.
Text brightness 100%, that's fine.
Text alpha colon 100.0%.
I don't know what alpha is about, so let's not care about it.
BG bright colon 75.0%.
This is background brightness.
BG bright colon 75.0%.
75% is all right.
BG alpha colon
50.0%. I don't know what is alpha about, so forget about it.
Fit BG to text colon 0.0%.
This is very important. Fit BG to text. Background is like a box. Now if you enter any text in this box, there may be gaps above the text, below the text, and on the sides you may have empty gaps. Now I want the box to be fitted to the text, like I want the box to be sized only to fit my text. I don't want to see any gaps all around the text in the box. So if I turn this on,
fit BG to text colon 0,
fit BG to text, what happens is the border, the text border, will automatically align to fit the text. Now this is only off and on parameter, but though it won't announce off or on, it says 0 and 100. 0 is off and 100 is on.
Fit BG to text colon 0.0%.
By default it is 0, that is off. Now I have to turn it on.
0 100.0%.
100%.
Fit BG to ignore input colon.
Now all the other settings are not useful, so you can just ignore it. Now press enter to come out of this parameters.
Track list.
That's it.
One title.
If you
bar one,
play this at bar 5, the text appears on the screen, and at, because as we have set the length as 3 bars, after 3 bars the text disappears. Let's check.
Play.
Alright, now what if I want to add some more text? I can do that because
one titles.
You can add unlimited numbers of text items, and
one titles.
If I want to add one more text, for example, I want to display my name on the top right corner of the video, throughout the video, I can do that, because for that, if I'm saying I want to add it throughout the video, then I have to go to the bar 1.
Bar 1 beat 1, 1 titles, 1
I'm on titles track.
Bar 1 beat 1, 0.
I'm at bar 1. Now I have to enter one more text, media item.
New media item, shift plus leaving menus. One titles track.
Yes.
One titles.
Now, as I told you, I want this text throughout the video. So let me check the video duration. Control and
bar 97 beat 463%.
Bar 97 beat 463%.
Bar 1. One title.
So
one titles.
I am going to the item properties.
Edit title. Okay.
To set the length.
Position colon length colon edit 1.1 period 1.
97
7 period 0 period 0
4
period 0 0 blank 0 0
63
track lip one title.
That's
one title.
Now I need to add text to it. So I hope, I'm sure you remember the process. Control, select the item first. Now control
FX colon item
F to bring up FX browser.
Clear filter 313 list 1 rewire video processor.
Select video processor, press enter.
FX colon item quote.
Don't forget, you need to use only shift tab to go to the combo box.
Remove button to add button, preset menu button, combo box, left parent.
Now press O.
Overlay colon image overlay 29.
Image overlay. No, I don't want this. Press O again.
Overlay colon text slash time code.
Text. Press enter, press F6, press Ctrl A, press Ctrl X to cut the code. Open your favorite
notepad.
Text editor, notepad,
desktop, folder view.
Press Ctrl V,
GFX, got greater.
Go all the way up because I want the second line.
Number text equals quote quote semicolon slash.
I need to enter the text in between these quotes.
Blank, overlay, blank, number text, T-E-X-T-E, quote, quote.
Yes, here I want to display my name. So my name is Sumanbhokray.
Select number text equals quote Suman Bhokray, quote semicolon.
Suman Bhokray. Now, Control A again.
Characters up.
Copy, Control C. Close notepad.
Don't save. FX code.
I'm back on the plugin. Now Control V to paste. Control S to save. Context menu.
Context menu.
Shift F10. Up arrow to close.
Close FX window. Leaving menus. List 1. List view. Video. FX. One titles. One titles.
Now.
One titles.
If you play this video, what happens? Is the Suman Bhokray, the text what we have entered will be appearing as per the Reaper's default preferences. We need to change it because I want the text to display on the top right corner of the screen. So first let's check what is the default preferences of Reaper.
One,
I'm selecting the item, then press P.
FX parameters.
to check the parameters, OSARA parameters.
What text height colon 21.1%.
21.1% is the text height. This is size of the text. I want to increase it because as I want to show my name on the top right corner of the screen as a TV channel, something like a TV channel's logo. I want this text to be standing out throughout the video, so I want to increase the font size. So the best recommended size for this use case is 35.
Slider 21 26 31 point 32 point 33 point 7.
This is my personal preferences. You may have a different taste.
34.2 34 point 35 point 3%.
Yes.
Text height.
After text height, the second thing
Y position colon 95.0%.
Y position 95.
Y position colon 95.0.
This is the default Reaper plugin parameters. So 95 will show the text in the bottom. I don't want here because I want to show this on the top right, so I have to change this value. As I told you, higher number will move the text down, so I need to lower the value now.
94.0%, 98.0%, 98.0%, 86, 87, 62, 50, 50, 50.46, 40, 34, 30, 26, 28, 18, 14, 10, 6.0%. 5.0%.
I'll go with 5 because 5% of the topmost screen.
Y position colon 5.0%.
Now my text is moved all the way up. My text is positioned at 5% of the screen from the top.
X position colon 50.0%.
The next parameter is exposition. As I told you, exposition will move the text right to left. Now by default it is 50%, so my text will be displaying in the middle center of the video. I don't want it to be like that, so I want to move it to right, so I have to increase this value.
Slider 50.0%, 51.50.0%, 54.50, 62, 60, 70, 70, 70, 82.0, 86, 90.0%. 94.0%, 95.0%.
Yeah, I would go with 95 because this looks good.
BG pad colon 10.0%.
BG pad is fine.
Text right colon 100.0. Text alpha colon BG right colon 70. BG alpha colon fit BG to text colon 0.0%.
Fit BG to text. I will turn it on.
Slider 100.0%.
By moving the slider to 100%. Press enter.
Track list.
Now you are good to go. All done.
One title.
If you play this throughout the video, you will see my name Suman Bhokre on the top right corner of the video.
Stop.
What comes next? Render. We need to render this video. Before we go ahead and render this video, I would like to tell you some important things about rendering a video. Reaper uses external encoders to render any video. So Reaper uses encoders like Windows Media Foundation and also FFmpeg. So FFmpeg is a very popular encoder used by many professional video editors. Now Reaper by default comes with the absolute version of FFmpeg. So with the basic version of FFmpeg which comes with Reaper, you can render videos, obviously, yes, but the compatibility is very limited. And in case if you have newer generation mobile phones or very high-end, high-resolution cameras which can capture HDR video content or any video content which has lower frame rate, like 24 frames per minute second, 24 frames per second. In that case, the basic FFmpeg cannot give you video output and also cannot help you render the video content. For that you need to update your FFmpeg encoder, and the instructions to update FFmpeg encoder can be found on Google, or you can write me in the mail list. I will be answering to your questions in RWP mailing list, so you can write there, and I can guide you how to upgrade and install FFmpeg, the newer version. So the basic Windows Media Foundation encoder is built into your operating system. Reaper can take advantage of it, and that can be used to render your video files, but again it has got lot of limitations, because if you're working with high resolution videos, or if you're working with lower frame rates, or if you're working with chroma key, or if you're working with the videos taken on HDR cameras, then this will have challenges rendering as well as displaying the content. So unless your workflow demands higher resolution videos, then you are good to go with Windows Media Foundation encoder. So this is a basic video editing what we have done now. So let's go with the basic Windows Foundation, because we are not working with any high res video here, so it will be fine for now. So let's bring the render window.
Menu. Quick clean. Save. Back project region. Queue. Render. Project setting. Render. Dot. Menu bar. To navigate, press left or right arrow. Leaving menus. Render to file. Untitled.
Yes.
Untitled. D.
While naming your video file, make sure that you are putting the prefix, your file extension, because Reaper won't add the file extension automatically if you are dealing with video. So I recommend you to use MP4, because it is widely adopted throughout the world, and on internet MP4 is easy to use. You can share this files on Facebook, Twitter, blah blah blah. So I am naming this file as my video.mp4.
Wild file name colon edit my video.mp4. Type
right.
Wild cut render to sample rate colon edit combo 4800.
Sample rate. So you can leave it default, because this is the sample rate which is set in your Reaper preferences. If you want to resample it to higher sample rates or lower sample rates, you can do the changes over here, but for now you can just forget about it.
Channels colon comp use projects second pass resample mode colon combo box R8 post dither mask noise shape master check
tab until you reach format
metadata primary output format tab
primary output format
colon combo box WAV 1-4
format is WAV here, so we are dealing with video now. I told you Reaper uses multiple encoders. Now Reaper can use Windows Media Foundation, or Reaper can also use FFmpeg. Now assuming that you don't have FFmpeg newer version installed on your PC, so now in this case I am going with basic Windows Media Foundation. So as we are rendering this file as MP4, we have to choose MPEG-4
MP3 left parenting. MPEG dash 4 slash Windows Media 11
right.
of 14.
MPG dash 4 dash Windows Media. This is the one.
Primary format colon combo box. MPEG dash 4 slash Windows Media 11
of 14. Alright. Now press tab again.
Format colon combo box. MPEG dash 4 1 of 1.
It says MPG 4 1 of 1. So that there's nothing you can do there. So forget about it.
Size colon edit 1920 type and text.
Size. It's the first text box. This is aspect ratio of your video. So the first text box is width 1920.
X edit 1080 type and text.
This is 1080, the second one, height. Now you can make changes over here. This will be resized. Let's say you if you have 1080 1920x 1080p content already in the project. Now while rendering, if you do changes over here, in that case your video will be resized. But I want to keep it like this because I want to render this video as HD, so I'm keeping the default values over here. Press tab again.
Frame rate colon edit 30.00 type and text.
Frame rate 30 frames per second FPS. So 30 is pretty decent. So let it be like this.
Greater button to activate.
Press tab again.
Video colon combo box H.264 1 of 2 to change.
This is video codecs. So H.264 is a very commonly used codecs, and though it is compressed video, but still most of the video details will be preserved and the video looks pretty good. You can go lossless, but it is not recommended because the compatibility, it won't play in all the devices, but H.264 has got wider compatibility and almost, you know, this video will be played in, on any device wherever it is. So let's keep it like this.
H.264 edit 2048 type and text.
After pressing tab again, it lands on a text box, and this is the bitrate, and you know very well about the audio bitrate. 16 bit audio, 24 bit audio, 32 bit audio. Yes, the same goes with the video, but here it's like data rate. So it is by default 2048 kbps, kilobits per second. Now 2048 is very poor quality video, and remember, the higher bitrate, the bigger your file size will be and the more clear your video will be. So if you reduce the bitrate, your video file size will become smaller and your video quality will be reduced. So YouTube recommends at least 15,000 to 16,000 kilobits per second for a high definition 1080p video. So now if you want to share any video over WhatsApp to your friends, in that case, like, you have strict limitation of the video should not exceed more than 16 MB and 3 minutes duration. Now let's assume that your video is only 2 minutes duration. So that is under the limited range, right? So WhatsApp allows videos up to 3 minutes. Now our video is only 2 minutes. In that case, if you use higher bitrate, now your video size will be over 50 to 60 Mbps. Again, that is not allowed on WhatsApp. To reduce the video file size, now you can bring down this bitrate over here. But I don't want to compromise with the file size right now, so I will be going with the maximum
video
file size for now, that is 16,000.
video h.264 edit 16000 type and tag audio colon combo box arc 1 of 3.
Yes. Now the next tab will take you to audio and
audio colon combo box arc 1 of 3.
This is good to go. AAC is fine.
Arc edit 128 type and text.
Present tab again will take you to one more text box. Here it says 128. This is audio bitrate, and you and me both are not going to agree with this 128 because you know how bad it sounds. So I will go with 512.
512. Type silently increment. Do not render.
Now press tab. Press tab.
Save out file. Cute render. Dry run left. Render one file. Button.
Render one file. And this is going to take pretty long because you are working with video, and video is resource hungry.
Rendering to file dot 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 dialog. Output file read only edit. C colon backslash users backslash admin backslash music backslash video dot mp4. Use your reading keys to read the text. 0%, 2%, 5%, 96%.
So we are almost done with the render.
98%, 100%, 100%.
Yep.
Finished in 5:10 left, back button to close button to active.
I'm closing this render dialog box.
Track view, track list.
Now I am saving my project now.
Save project dialog, file name colon edit combo. To set the value, use the arrow keys or type the value.
T-I-T-L-E-S, titles.
Titles. Edit type, jump dill 2. Items view. Save project, forefront underline, base underline, next, grave generate, RDG, auth, reaper media. I, header, name, file name colon edit combo. Titles to set the value. Track list 0%. Save project with media copy dialog to colon building peaks dot 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 dialog dot 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 cancel button to activate press space bar track list.
Folks, the reason I saved my project is with every session I am also going to send you the project template. So after going through my audio session, you can have a look on the project template so that you will have a clear details about how I created the tracks, the kind of items I have created, the text positionings, just in case, you know, if you need more details. So I will be sending this project template, and make sure that you are asking me questions only through RWP mailing list, because I will be only responding to the questions asked in the group.